All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So the Museum of Broadcast Communications, in collaboration with Universal and Saturday Night Live, Broadway Video Enterprises, Premier Exhibitions announced this week that it'll bring Chicagoans behind the scenes of America's most iconic comedy show, which is Saturday Night Live, The Experience. It opens October 21st. The 12,000-square-foot experience is designed to chronicle the history of NBC's iconic franchise while taking visitors through its notoriously hectic weekly schedule. It's very cool, Roger. So you're going to actually be able to not only see some of these artifacts, but you're going to be able to go by the scenes so you know what happens every day of the week leading up to the broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All the prep.
This is very cool. So it's going to be 10 different galleries. You'll be in the office of executive producer Lauren Michaels, the writer's room, the control room. And I'm telling you, this is all done pretty much to scale, pretty much exact replicas of these rooms. And then on the fourth floor, and this is the big one, it's a full-scale replica recreation of SNL's Studio 8H in Rockefeller Center. So it's full-scale. You have the main stage. You'll have the performance stage where they do the sketches. And then, of course, the music stage. But it's all and everything behind the scenes, the control room, everything. So you'll be able to go to one floor and see all the artifacts. You know, you think about the bee costume from Belushi and the Weekend Update desk and all that other good stuff from one of the generations. This is going to be a really, really cool exhibit.
Now, what generation, I want to say generation because they've been around forever.
Yeah.
But which generation is this set from?
The actual Studio 8H is, no, 8H is right now. Exactly what
from
you would
the current,
see
it, from the what current. What it looks like now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the flashback stuff is all the artifacts that you're going to see on the second floor.
Okay. All right.
So tickets are going to be $25 for the entire museum, and that gets you into SNL. You can go to snltheexperience.com. There's going to be an opening night party at the museum October 20th. We're hoping to get some past and present cast members because they're on a bye week. That week, just like in football, they take off a week now and then. We're looking for Lauren Michaels to be there as well. And I'll tell you, here's the man who made this happen. And I mean this sincerely, and I have to say this, and this is going to sound like a little butt kissing, but I'm going to say it anyway. Larry Wirt, who's the head of Tribune Media, is the guy that made this. There would be no SNL exhibit at this thing. Oh, absolutely. So, you know,
that's great.
He had worked for NBC for some time, so he's got some great relationships there. But I mean, he really negotiated this thing to bring it to Chicago. It was done in New York for a short period of time, but bringing it here, it almost seemed astronomical before Larry took over as chairman of the board. And between just negotiating contracts, dealing with Lauren Michaels and his team, raising money and so forth for it, he's the man. So I'm really excited that he got that done.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now, one of the things that people ask is, well, what's not going to be there? Because obviously it's going to take up some space in that building. So, you know, the main floor, which the second floor was the Radio Hall of Fame. The Radio Hall of Fame is going to go into storage. And, you know, we're looking to reboot that in a year and a half or so when SNL, because this is going to be there for 14, 15 months plus at the Broadcast Museum. So, when that comes back, we want to really turn it into something cool and interactive, and I think that is going to be fabulous. So it's going to be the entire second floor. We're actually tearing down some walls, too, to expand some of that space. And then the third floor will remain. So a lot of the Chicago classics, Bozo, Bill Jackson, Ray Rayner, Frazier Thomas, Garfield, Goose, Svengoolie, you know, the comedy exhibit, which has so much from I Love Lucy. There's an exhibit on the 90s in there. It's also the museum's 35th anniversary. There's a room kind of showing the history of the museum itself and some of the artifacts we have in there. So some very, very cool things there as well. So again, you can go to museum.tv or you can buy tickets now for this event that opens up in late October. And you can go to snltheexperience.com. We'll be right back.